This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. By now, our nation has a new president. The presidential inauguration is a civic celebration, not a political one. Whether you voted for Mr. Trump or not, this is a time to celebrate our great nation and the peaceful transfer of power. It's also a time to pray that our leaders will have the strength and guidance they need to protect and lead our nation. Farm Bureau looked to January 20th with a great deal of excitement. We anticipate opportunities to move forward on some of our biggest policy goals, including regulatory reform and tax reform. But it's important to remember that change will not happen overnight. The president must work with Congress to get things done. Our expectations are realistic, but we are admittedly hopeful. Even on those issues where we have some work to do to make our case to the new administration, including immigration reform and trade, I believe agriculture will have a seat at the table and will be able to make progress. The biggest factor in our success and our priority issues is the grassroots Farm Bureau members across the country. We will need to continue to contact our members of Congress on each of these issues that affect farmers and ranchers' ability to be productive and profitable. We cannot afford to sit back and trust that things will go our way just because we think the new administration will look kindly on agriculture and rural America. We must be as active and engaged as ever. Just as the presidential inauguration is a great American tradition, the active involvement of grassroots members is a Farm Bureau tradition. A Monday article in the Washington Post cast Scott Pruitt, President-elect Donald Trump's nomination for head of the Environmental Protection Agency, as opposing the cleanup of the Chesapeake Bay. The Oklahoma Attorney General was one of 21 state AGs who supported a lawsuit filed by AFBF and Pennsylvania Farm Bureau alleging that EPA exceeded its Clean Water Act authority by mandating maximum levels for nitrogen, phosphorus, and sediment runoff in the bay. The EPA diet set specific allowances for farms, construction, and development activities, as well as homeowners and towns throughout the 64,000 square mile Chesapeake Bay watershed. Farm Bureau maintains that Congress reserved such land use decision making exclusively for the states. According to Don Parrish, AFBF Senior Director of Regulatory Relations, Mr. Pruitt's strong suit is he comes from a state agency. He wants to work collaboratively with the states and be a little less top-down compared to the Obama administration. Pennsylvania Farm Bureau's Mark O'Neill stressed PFB's support for Pruitt in the article, saying he will provide some common sense leadership to the agency to work to improve the environment without creating unnecessary and unlawful regulations that threaten the livelihood of farm families across the United States. The U.S. House last week passed Farm Bureau-supported legislation that would ensure transparency and accountability by regulatory agencies, reaffirm congressional intent in rulemaking, and strengthen the public's right to know. As approved by lawmakers, the Regulatory Accountability Act of 2017 included an amendment offered by Representative Colin Peterson that would limit a federal agency from lobbying for its own rulemaking. Opening trade with Cuba presents clear market opportunities for U.S. agriculture. Experts at a workshop at AFBF's 2017 Annual Convention and IDEA Ag Trade Show shared with attendees what normalized trade relations with Cuba could mean for American farmers and ranchers' bottom lines. Dr. Steven Zanheiser, an economist at the Agriculture Department's Economic Research Service, said growth in U.S. agricultural trade with Cuba remains limited, with credit restrictions putting our products at a disadvantage. Meanwhile, other countries have stepped in and filled the gap, leaving the U.S. with a smaller market share. Normalized trade with Cuba could bring an increase of $1 billion per year in agriculture exports, compared with the estimated $195 million in sales of agricultural products from the U.S. to Cuba in 2016, that according to Zanheiser. He and other economists looked to U.S. trade with the Dominican Republic as a model for what to anticipate with Cuba. Although the DR is part of a larger free trade agreement, Sennheiser called this a solid comparison in both for market size and purchasing power. The U.S. Farmers and Ranchers Alliance recently launched Digital Exploration and Interactive Lesson Plans as part of its Based Discovering Farmland curriculum, which is based on the award-winning documentary Farmland, a film by James Mall. Building off the 4 free lesson plans, these new activities further inspire students in urban areas to gain real-world insights and understanding of where their food comes from and how it is grown and raised. The digital exploration allows students to investigate food product label claims by choosing a specific product from virtual grocery store aisles featuring produce, meat, and cereal. Typically taking 15 to 20 minutes, students can move at their own pace as they learn about various topics. The interactive lesson plans are PowerPoint-based lessons that support interactive whiteboards and other 21st century learning tools. Teachers can access a range of dynamic interactive classroom lessons, up to 2 45-minute class periods each, designed to engage high school students in exploring critical issues impacting the agriculture industry. Miriam Horn's Farmer, Rancher, Farmer, Fisherman, Conservation Heroes of the American Heartland, could be the most important book about agriculture you'll read this year or maybe ever. General readers have been misled by a parade of not-so-smart books from writers who want to change our broken food system. Armed with little more than reflexive outrage and bromides gathered from the far left, activists have decided to remake the world in their image, tranquil, vegetarian, and oh-so-green. Horn, who herself works for the Pragmatic Environmental Defense Fund, hits back, detailing with a real precision the everyday things that farmers, ranchers, and others do to feed us all while nurturing their fields, ranges, and habitat. Best of all, her subject are hardly outliers, but typical of a new generation of people who work the land for the future as much as the present. Grocery shopping is changing dramatically to meet the needs of consumers whose demographics, lifestyles, desires, and consumption trends are radically different than those of the 20th century golden age of supermarkets. Busy working parents are too pressed for time to shop or cook from scratch. Households are smaller. Many urban consumers lack access to both stores and transportation to carry groceries. Some just hate grocery shopping, especially waiting in checkout lines. Increasingly, consumers want to know more about their food and how it is produced. The focus of grocery shopping is shifting from products to services, solutions, and entertainment. The Macoupin County Agriculture Education Foundation is offering one $1,500, one $1,000, and seven $500 scholarships for the upcoming 2017-18 school year to students wishing to pursue agriculture majors. The MCAE Foundation offers the scholarships in an effort to provide encouragement and financial assistance to Macoupin County residents and or students of Macoupin County schools who display well-balanced attributes of good citizenship, commitment to activities, and scholastic ability. The applicant must be a graduating high school senior or current college student who plans to attend or is attending an Illinois junior college, university, or trade school and majoring in agriculture. Applications are available through your high school guidance counselor, high school agriculture instructor, or the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. An electronic copy of the application can be requested by contacting the Macoupin County Farm Bureau office at 217-854-2571. All applications must be submitted to the Farm Bureau office by March 24th. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.